one of the really important elements of life as we go through learning to appreciate our communion with God has a lot to do with personal introspection. This is actually week 26 of the Journey to Holiness as we began to look at the anchor of holiness that encourages us to learn to let it go, and that holding on to hurts will negatively affect our spiritual as well as physical health. This week, we're going to look at a very interesting scripture that very often is overlooked for its potential benefits to believers. We're going to actually do a study and a detail of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34. Now, generally, you construe this particular scripture as it relates to Holy Communion. But there's something that's a little bit more intriguing about it that we have actually overlooked until we're going to review it today. You see, what happens here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34, it really deals with a key component that Paul wants to get over to believers. Now, communion with God here actually suggests that we have to engage in personal self-examination. As you walk through the study of those particular scriptures this week, I'd like for you to do the analysis based on understanding how you can gain good health and physical healing. As you look in verse 17 and 18, here Paul addresses division and disorders among believers. He begins to talk about the issue of communion as typifying uniting believers to Christ and to one another. As he goes through discussing what he has learned has been division and disorders as they are approaching this element of communion, Paul seeks to restore order and fellowship among the believers as a prerequisite in order for them to gain the benefits of partaking as a worthy participant in communion. What happens here is what I want you to really analyze as we begin to discover how we can gain health and wholeness. Here, it is important to understand that this particular scripture is based on unity and forsaking divisions among us. If you look in now, verses 27 through verse 30, you are going to find that Paul gives a plausible explanation for the lack of spiritual health as it is connected to divisions and improper behavior among believers. Here he began to suggest to us that we return back to the original purpose of the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. And this key focus is on forgiveness. And so what happens here, as you look through how Paul laces the scripture and laces his lessons with them, he is beginning to let them know that the idea of releasing those divisions, releasing hurt, releasing those disorders, is in fact the role that will lead to true communion. So, in light of that, I'd like to encourage you today that perhaps a self-examination as mandated in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, could lead to the discovery of your emotional, spiritual, as well as physical healing. God healing begins at the point of our willingness to move beyond division and into forgiveness and unity with Christ and in our relationship with others. And so what I'd like to encourage you to do this week is to begin to actually study the Word of God, spend time looking inside of your own mind and thoughts to see whether or not you may be holding on to divisive thoughts or divisive reasons that could typically be affecting your spiritual and, most importantly, your physical health. As you get through this point of introspection and self-examination that has been prescribed in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and 28, go ahead and ask God to actually help you to move along to the point of your physical healing. I believe you're going to find that it is very intriguing, and certainly you're never again going to see 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34. In fact, I believe it is the best kept secret from the believer as it relates to our physical healing. And so for this week, we'd like for you to spend daily discovering the path to your inner healing, moving along to the point where you can actually gain good health and physical healing by simply learning to do a self-evaluation as we concern ourselves with communion. And so then the very next time that you're engaged in communion as an act of reverence, then you'll learn that you can also buy into your physical and mental healing. So until the next time, be blessed, be whole, and be free.